Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Pretty cool. It's interesting. Of course, we're visiting, we're going to hang out, visiting our tenure, I'm visiting here at Caldwell County FFA. And you guys have been great to be with you guys today. Preston Jennings and Parker Jennings, excuse me, where I get that from, I don't know. And then Megan Wood. Love what you guys are doing here. These students, it really tells the tale of what you guys are doing here, and great students you're working with.
Yeah, the students are awesome. The students keep us going. We wouldn't be able to do the great things that we're able to if it wasn't for the students.
I think having a chance to come in the classroom today, Megan, it's been fun to see the students. And you guys have great students. I mean, they're awesome here.
We are. We're very fortunate to have wonderful students that are very intrigued with what they want to learn. And they want to take that advantage and, you know, create a career path after high school.
You know, we're just talking to this young man over here who wants to be a pipe welder. And then some of your folks out there, diesel mechanic and all kinds of things. I mean, obviously, working in their fields and having great plans. And what you guys are doing is preparing them here at the FFA and Caldwell County Agriculture class to get them ready.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what, if you're going to be a pipe welder or you're going to work at a bank, you're still going to have a yard to take care of. You're still going to have a lawnmower to take care of. And we hope that we're instilling some of those skills in our students. They're able to kind of take care of themselves.
I have to say, all your students are very respectful, very nice students, and that's something refreshing here in this world today, too.
We have some really awesome students. You know, you can have a career path in any area here at Caldwell County High School. You can go to the vocational school and get a different type of career path, or you can get in the business program. But what I think I like the most about our agriculture pathways is there's four. There's ag business, animal science, plant science, and then...
Ag power and machinery?
Yeah, ag power and machinery. So, sorry, it's been a long day already. Oh, yeah. So it doesn't matter which pathway you're interested in, you can really get involved in each of those. And because of that, our students are higher quality students because we continue to challenge them.
A great co-op program, it sounds like, too. You got some students working in some great businesses who are great partners of yours.
Yeah, I have 16 students in our co-op and internship program, and they are in lots of different locations across the county and the city, and we are very happy to be able to partner with places like the mayor's office and Newsom's and Hudson Ag and several of our other businesses that I haven't mentioned yet.
Yeah, I was in Newsom's the other day, and I think there was a student in there, maybe in Newsom's, and I always have to make a stop at Newsom's for them in town. I love their country ham.
They'd be a really good lunch shop right now.
It would be a good lunch shop, too. They could send a sandwich up here. What do you think?
I think so, too. I think that'd be great.
You know, Cuse, you guys have a lot of students in your FFA. How many kids are in the FFA program here? Our students, I should say.
We have 173 FFA members right now, and that's unduplicated enrollment. So some of our students come in, and they might have our classes two or three times a day. So duplicated, I think we're over 250 students in and out of this building.
It's fantastic. That means you're doing something right because students want to keep taking your classes.
Yeah, the students keep coming. I think a lot of that also kind of also rolls back into our FFA program. The stuff that we teach in class roll into some of those contests, whether it be speeches or be skills contests. And our students are competitive and they love to compete and they like to take that extra step.
It's like winning when you go to a contest, is it?
We love to win.
don't like to win at all, do you?
Just a little bit.
Fantastic. We're here at the Caldwell County FFA really talking with them about some of the neat things they're doing here with our Caldwell County students. We're on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.